During Guru Nanak Dev Ji's time, worshippers would do aarti worship in temples. They'd light candles and put them in a plate, then wave the plate around in circles around an idol. Guruji, unlike us, was never one to stay quiet. When something didn't make sense to them, they'd call it out no matter who was in front of them. And when they saw these practices taking place, Guru Sahib kehnde, ki karde ho?
Kehnde ji, aarti karde ha?
They said, we're doing aarti. And our Guru Sahib asked, who are you doing this aarti to?
To God, the Lord of the universe? First of all, this idol that you guys have made, its creator must be bigger than God, right?
If this idol really is God, then its creator must be bigger than God. That's when Guru Sahib said, Pai, God can't be made like that. Thapya na jaye. You can't place God in a rock, put God in an idol. How can you assign God to a certain location? Is He not everywhere else? You people are assuming that God lives in a certain spot? Thapya na jaye, kita na hoye. Guru Sahib dismissed this false belief. Now understand the next point. First of all, Guru Nanak Dev Ji said that this God, an idol cannot be God. First accept this. A statue can't be God. The idol's creator must be even bigger. That means God gets created too. There's a God-making factory from where everyone gets these statues and bring them home to worship, where they create countless gods, hundreds of gods. How's that possible? This was the first point. But what about aarti? Guruji replied, Paramatma Akal Purakh Vaheguru is permeating through everything. And the universal life force Vaheguru's aarti is happening by itself. What aarti are you trying to do by waving these plates? Gagan Mehthal, Ravichand Deepak Bane, Taraka Mandal, Janak Moti. See for yourself, kaisi aarti hoye? Pavkharna teri aarti. Look at this beautiful aarti taking place, Guruji said. To those that were doing aarti waving around little plates, Guru Sahib said, behold, kaisi aarti hoye? Lamps, the moon and the sun are the lamps, and the stars are the studded pearls. The plate is the sky. Feast your eyes on this divine aarti taking place, Guruji kehnde. Vekho na, kaisi aarti hoye? But what about aarti? Aarti is happening by itself. Pavan chavaro kare sagal banrai phulant jyoti. The wind is the fan and all the plants of the world are the offerings. When Guruji clearly explained this, be what aarti do you think you're doing here? The Lord is infinite and His aarti is taking place naturally through His creation. You guys are holding these plates and saying we're doing aarti? Why though? Now please comprehend this. Guruji taught us that aarti cannot be performed. Aarti is happening right now. And in this natural aarti, it is possible to take part in it, but subconsciously. You understand now? Aarti cannot be performed in the universe's natural aarti through the subconscious mind. Being present in it is possible. Understand? Makes sense? Right now, while you're sitting here, take your focus there. Wow, Vaheguru, how the sun, moon, and rest of the universe works. Kya baat? Now we have subconsciously taken part in the eternal aarti. It's happening. By itself, everything's already taking place. And we can bask in its beauty and attend it through our surta.